Mairish, will you describe the site? Can we walk around it?
Well, it is. This has a peculiar feature, this tomb, that because it's on a slope, they first built up a little sort of a platform, as you can see here.
And
on
that's
the southern
original.
Side. Yeah, that's the platform you're seeing there. And then on top of that, you can see they have built the edge of the cairn around the curbstones. There's some strong evidence that the eastern tomb might have been built first with a cairn around it, and then they elaborated the thing a little bit more, put in the western tomb and enlarged the whole site. Because the western tomb, as you can see from here, is at a higher level than the eastern tomb. And in fact, the western tomb, the artwork is more elaborate and it is more rich and so on.
Can we go and
look at the artwork? Yes, you can. You see the little wavy lines?
Yes.
That stone is covered with that. And it's a spectacular stone, and the artwork is spectacular. And there's a very interesting feature about it, that the other stones are decorated as well, and all the stones have little bits of artwork on them. But this one has this very elaborate artwork. This point I'm making about this deliberate choice of stone, that stone is a slightly different type of sandstone to the other ones. So they've chosen the stone for the art. In other words, there's something special about that stone in that location that we don't know today, and we just don't know what it is. They have obviously put that stone, and then they have dressed that stone with special artwork. More or less all sandstone there. It's an old red sandstone, you know, kind of area, apart from the quartz, of course, and there was one lump of granite over in front of the western tomb as well there. But there's actually a line of stones across here, just more or less where the dog is there, you know. And at Nowth, in front of the western tomb there, they also have a line of stones going across. So it's very insignificant in appearance, but it's obviously very significant in its meaning.
Mairish, there's everything, really, to find out about the meaning of this place and the people and so on.
Yeah. The hardest part is to understand what they were thinking, because science can't bring us into that. Yeah. And if you take something like the megalithic artwork, it is abstract, it's stylized, it's geometric kind of shapes and so on. But we do have certain things. You see the tall stone behind her, just a narrow one. That's a pink sandstone. The other ones are green sandstones. That one is the only one in the tomb that's not decorated. And it's standing at a very significant location. On the right-hand side, as you enter the inner part of the chamber, there's actually a siltstone across at its base. So it's a special place. You'll notice that that stone is taller than the other stones. And they had to put a special stone on the other side that's the same height as it. You see that? There's also that stone on the other side is not part of the tomb. It's standing outside the tomb. But they had to put it in, obviously, to give them a counter so that the capstone would sit up straight on top. Now, over time, the capstone has slipped off here. That's the one off the chamber, and I think that there is the one off the passageway, you know. So it has come off like that. You see these boulders here? They were actually found as well, and they've been found at other sites like the Mound of the Hostages at Tara, where at a particular point they said, right, we're going to close it off now, and they piled boulders up against the entrance. They're kind of small enough that you could take them away if you really wanted to get in afterwards, but it's obviously an act of closure as well.
What are your thoughts today now, Mairish, on the morning of the 21st of December?
It's very special. Yeah, very special. I suppose it's all very alive in my mind, because Knockrow is, you know, special. It's very special, and I would be at Newgrange if I weren't here, but I always give priority to Knockrow.
And the sun rewarded you.
Sun rewarded me, yes.